Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attire.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome in, listeners, out great radio stations like Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. Also, our friends at 98 Rock, California's rock station in beautiful Sacramento, California, and Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I know. What did you see while driving that you will always remember? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments here. It's a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Go ahead.
What do you think, Thrill? You think his car's got an emergency brake?
Yeah, I do.
It does. Can I show you where it is?
Where's your emergency brake?
Right there.
Yeah, dude.
I had no idea.
Come on.
Does that look like an emergency brake to you?
They're also called parking brakes.
It has a big, giant P on it.
Yeah?
Those circle and then the parentheses, it says brake.
And it says hold. How about that? Looky, right there.
And it's right where your eyes would be 50% of the time you're driving.
That is correct.
Well,
I'll be.
It was cleverly disguised as itself,
Thank
Miles.
Thank you guys for helping me on that. I never would have known.
Damn.
I just like, and I do it too.
You think I'm
But
kidding.
You were just confident about it. You know what mine doesn't have?
An emergency brake. Pretty sure it doesn't have one.
Yeah, I would have sent a picture of the interior of his car. It's like, it is right there.
It is right there.
I'll clearly be. Marked.
Wow. It's like I have a new car now.
I know. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Look at that. I'm so safe in this one. Yeah,
I got
Is this
date.
What Alzheimer's like?
A couple of comments here. It says, a couple of years ago, I was visiting in Vietnam, and on one scooter, I saw a male, a female, a child, a goat, and a small chicken in a cage going down the road. I will say
That's
this.
An impressive balance act.
If you go to Mexico, the largest I've seen was a family of five on a motorcycle, going about 30 miles an hour, and like two of them had helmets on.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, you know what? I'm okay with this. Because the one thing I like is to go, like, look, it's your family. We assume you'll be careful. And leave it at that.
Yep.
It's... I would never do it. It is absolutely terrifying. But and actually, the craziest, Mexico City. It was two dudes on a motorcycle. And in between them, it looked like they did some kind of construction thing. But it's this long-ass wood beam, probably 6 feet tall. And they have it vertically between them. So it's at the back of one guy and at the chest of the other. And I mean, and they are flying. And this was on an expressway. And they are flying down the expressway.
Hmm.
It's the most terrifying thing you've ever seen, man. So, by the way, if you ever ride in a vehicle in Mexico, do not look out the windows. It's the scariest experience you will ever have in your life. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, what's the craziest thing you've seen while driving?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I've talked to you guys before. I drove a bus for King County Metro. And, well, I've got a thousand stories, but one that really rings the bell is I'm cruising up Third Avenue. Everything's going great, right? And all of a sudden, I hear this lady behind me go,
"Oh no, he's spreading poop all over the bus."
He's spreading poop all over the what?
The bus.
The bus.
Oh no, were you stopped?
Oh yeah. No, I was cruising along, so I'm like,
"Oh, this is on the inside."
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. This was inside with us. So I look up in my mirror, and sure enough, there is a guy spreading this. I wasn't confirming it at that point. Spreading stuff on people. On the
No. I mean, what does he just have handfuls and he's attacking people, or is he throwing?
He's just walking around serenading people with this stuff.
Oh.
And he walked up to the front of the bus, past the yellow line where they're not supposed to be. So I pulled off. First available stop I could find, and he starts wiping it all over the fare box and on the Orca reader, and I'm like, oh boy. So I pulled the brake, opened the doors, and I cleared that bus so quick. I didn't even look to see if the other passengers had gotten off yet. I was the first one off, even though they tell us we're supposed to stay in the seat.
Wait a minute.
No.
So if this were the Titanic, the captain's already
just
on the lifeboat.
The boat,
right. He's gone.
Oh, yeah. They're all going down with the ship. I'm gone.
So what happened? Where did the crabby guy go?
Well, I had to call, bosses and supervisors, and they had to call the police. And the police arrived, and I had just the look on the police officer's face as he had
I didn't see this on TJ Hooker.
Mm-hmm.
They made it look fun.
God. It was just horrible. And then somebody came up to me and asked, is that human fecal matter? And I'm like, what? You might want to go maybe test it out. I don't know. I'm not.
But does it matter?
The dogs do ride the bus, so it's feasible they could have reached down, picked it up.
Doesn't matter. Do you care?
Exactly.
Oh, well, it was dogs, so it's cool.
Did you ever hit anybody, a pedestrian, as a bus driver?
I thought about it, but no.
Okay.
No, we try to be real careful about that, you know, because making those turns, you'll notice our heads are swiveling. We're looking as hard as we can.
This wasn't on a turn, but out in front of our building about 4 or 5 months ago, maybe longer, this guy walked directly in front of a bus, and I will never forget the sound of his body smacking and flying about 10 feet.
It's very distinctly
sound,
human.
It's a sound that you will never forget.
And it's unfortunate.
And you look over and you go, wow, wow.
I operated the light rail train, because we're contracted to do that as well. And I've hit some things, and the sound is, yeah.
You mean, what do you mean some things?
Yeah, what'd you hit?
Because there's shopping carts and there's people, both things. What kind of things are we talking about?
I've hit shopping carts. I had not hit a human, that my coworkers had. I was cruising along, and it was a light rain, and this old elderly lady was in her walker trying to cross MLK there, or Rainier, and she literally, her walker got caught in the tracks, and I'm applying full brakes, and, you know, we're on ice at that point, and, man, I missed her by just spare inches.
Did you know for a fact that you'd missed her at the moment you missed her, or something you have to check?
You cleared the walker out, though, right?
No, I actually missed the walker because, the walker was in front of her. And, she was trying to get to the center divider there. But, I literally just, I held on. Like, I said all the prayers I could think of as I'm just, now, there's nothing I could do at that point. I literally watched her.
And let me ask you this. Is the train just screaming when you apply the brakes at that speed? I mean, is it making like a screeching sound or anything like that?
It's applying sand, especially when it's wet. There's sand that automatically starts dropping to give you better grip. But no, it's like it feels like you're literally on ice, especially when it's a light rain or a light mist. It's crazy.
It's a good thing it doesn't happen in Seattle.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus,
right.
So basically what you're saying, all the time,
right.
It's dangerous. So when your train comes to a halt, do you physically get off the train to make sure this woman's okay? You just kind of shrug and keep going, or what is protocol?
Yep. So sometimes you have to shrug it off and keep going, but, you know, at that point, I had to literally stop and get out.
Did she have any idea? Could she feel the breeze? Did you hear the train? Did she know that she was close?
She was so oblivious, like, you know, and I was laying on my horn, you know. We have a pretty loud horn on that thing. I don't think she was with us in complete, you know.
Obviously.
She wasn't all there.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, good times.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Do not spread poop on people on the bus. I don't feel like we should have to say that.
Spread poop on people.
Just don't do it. But just hearing the voice of, oh, no. I mean, because think about it. You're just trying to drive your bus. This is your job. You just want to have a normal day at work. And if you know anything about the city of Seattle, Third Avenue is the land that time just does not care about. Everything that goes wrong happens roughly there.
Mm-hmm.
So you just drive them. You're just doing your job. You get a certain amount of crazies on Third Avenue. You can deal with them. Some will contain. Sure, they smell like urine, but what can you do? But to hear those words, think about it. This is your day. I'm at work. And the words I hear in the background are, oh, no, he's spreading poop on people. And knowing that this is my problem.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, if you're a cop or drive a bus, I think there's something wrong with you, but I'm glad that you do it. Mm-hmm. You deal with the worst of people all the freaking time. And on the bus, apparently, it's a competition. Oh, you think you talk loud? Wait till I get on the bus. Oh, great.
Yelling guy.
Yeah, always.
Always.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is a story that my mom likes to tell, actually. So it's like the early 70s. My parents are going down the highway on a road trip. Before they got married, my dad had a green convertible Corvette. And so they're on like a long road trip, and he used to have a CB radio in the vet so he could listen to truckers talk about, you know, like where the cops were and stuff, so he could kind of avoid getting tickets when he was on long trips.
Yep.
So my mom falls asleep, and he's just barreling down the highway listening to the CB radio. And this trucker comes out, and he says, "Hey, man, you got a beaver coming up on your left." So my dad's like, "Oh, they must be looking out, you know, for animals that are crossing the highway and stuff." He's tooling along, and all of a sudden the guy in the CB goes, "Yep, got it, right here, green convertible, that's a good one." And my dad looks up to the side, and there's a guy in a truck looking down inside the car at my mom, who's sleeping with her feet up on the side of the door.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Like, wake up, move your feet down, what are you doing?
Oh, man.
Good times.
Yeah,
good times.
My mom tells that story. She thinks it's absolutely hilarious. She's like 70 now, and she thinks it's the funniest story in the world.
Yeah. That just changed everything in my brain.
They saw the place of your origin before you did.
Yeah, I know. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like a young teenager, and I thought, what in the hell is she telling me this story?
Yeah, exactly. I am your son.
I don't want to know.
I don't.
I like the fact that your father had a green Corvette. It's like, I almost want to be cool.
Hey,
I got a Corvette. It's all in green.
I think he had it for a while up until I was like in elementary school. That thing was badass, man. He used to take us for rides all the time. It was cool as hell.
I think I know why.
And then you kept growing and you killed his dream. See, that's
after he had to put a child seat in there.
That's exactly what happened.
We had one when I was a kid in our van.
What's that?
CB radio.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did your dad have a handle?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Well, we got rid of that van. I had to be 7 or 8.
Okay.
But as a child, it seemed like super fun.
It was awesome. My uncle had one. We never had one. My uncle had one. And he would chime in, and truckers would drive it. And to make us kids laugh, he would always just chime in and go, "Oh, don't you know," right? He did this for like 20 minutes. I don't remember the trucker. I just remember his voice. Had a bit of a southern twang. So my uncle's been doing, "Oh, don't you know," 20 minutes. No matter what they said, that's what it was. Hey, shut up, stupid. And he stopped.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Up in Win Hall, Vermont, got a call at about 11 o'clock on a Friday night about a guy who was trying to drive a Range Rover up a ski slope at the ski park. For what it's worth, he was really only trying to drive up a bunny hill. He didn't try to take on a black diamond. When the cops got there, they stopped 59-year-old Frederick Brechter of Shelter Island, New York, a few hundred feet up the mountain. He ended up failing their sobriety tests and was charged with DUI.
You don't say.
Our question, what did you see while driving that you will always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Anna. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. I've got a parent of the year story for you guys.
Excellent.
So I'm in the second to far left lane a couple weeks ago, actually. It still pisses me off. And in the left lane, suddenly an SUV starts drifting towards me. And as I look up, I'm looking through their rear passenger window, looking the dude in the face as he's completely turned around going 70, reaching in the back seat to take care of like a crying baby.
So he basically drifted in your lane going 70 miles an hour?
Yeah, I'm on the right of him. He starts drifting over. I look up, and I'm looking through his window at him, facing the wrong way, driving in the far left lane to take care of his child, who's in the back seat.
Did he ever turn around once he realized he would drift into a different lane?
I slowed down and got behind him, which is when he started drifting the other way.
Of course.
And I tried to pass him. He wouldn't let me. So I got back behind him, and I'm just pissed now. I'm like, so what do we do now? And he finally, I finally get past him, because I don't even want to be near him at this point. And as I passed him, I looked in the rearview mirror, and he got all the way off. I watched him move over all four lanes, and he took the exit. So I at least got that satisfaction. But I was actually on my way to go visit a friend who recently had a baby, and we actually talked about that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to...
My husband never did that.
Well, he's not going to tell you. See, that's the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. One thing about being a parent is, like, when you F up and the other one's not around, like, when they're really young, they can't tell them. When they get to a certain age, like, I got $5, you keep this between us, man.
Oh, you see,
we don't need to share everything that goes wrong. But, look, if your kid's going crazy in the back seat, like,
you pull over.
No, you turn up the radio. Like, listen, I can't help you, but I can certainly drown out the sound of your irritating little crybaby voice. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do anything now.
Competition. Yeah.
Exactly. That's my plan.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
What's that look for? I'm not even kidding. My kids
are crying. No. I get it. I that seems about on par for people that drive in the fast lane.
It does.
The passing lane as it is.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, you just can't turn all the way around.
You can't tell people enough, and people still don't get it. Somehow the memo has not gone out. That needs to be the first question on the driving test, that needs to be in the middle, and it needs to be the last question.
Right,
it needs to be asked like 9 times, because if you get it once right, then you get it right 2 more times. Helps your total, right? So if you get that one thing, you know, you get 3 questions right. So figure that out. What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
John, what did you see while driving that you'll always remember?
I drive for a living, so I see plenty of stupid all day long.
Okay.
But the one that always sticks with me is about 2001, 2002. I was driving through Kansas, and coming in the opposite direction, there's this blue Corvette. About the time he gets even with me, I watched his front end lift up. And then in my side view mirror, all I could see was this guy going over like a hydroplane.
So did he airborne on his own?
He must have been. There was nobody in front of him. He was on the road by himself.
And Kansas is as flat as anything could possibly be.
How fast do you think this guy's
about
going?
About as windy as it gets.
Okay, think the wind took the front end up and he was just
airborne. Had to have been. I'm guessing he hit about a 30-mile-an-hour wind gust and that thing picked him up.
And did you turn around or keep on driving?
I kept on driving. There was a concrete barrier in between us, and I had about 5 miles to my next exit.
Okay. All right.
So
I'm assuming anyway, plenty of people got to him before I ever could have.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Man, oh man. I have seen, and we had it on video. We're like late teens or whatever in this back, like when camcorders are the thing. So we got this big ass clunky camera, but we're going to a band practice, and so we're just doing dumb things the teens do in the car. But this guy, and there's this big-ass white station wagon with simulated wood paneling on the side, right? That kind of ride. And a bunch of crap, like bungee cord to the top. Anyway.
Griswold Mobile.
Yeah, essentially. But it's a solo driver in there, and it's this dude. And he just started hydroplaning, man. But he's going the same speed we are, maybe 55, 60. His car does a 360. It never leaves the lane. It just does a 360 but keeps moving forward. We have it. My buddy Tony is videotaping this, and he manages to correct this thing. And I remember he looked over at us because we had the camera. You could tell he was stunned. Like, his eyes are kind of wide, but he looks at us, realizes he's on camera, gets this big grin, gives us a thumbs up, and then speeds off.
Really?
That was it. That was the whole thing.
I saw a high-speed car chase the other day.
The other day?
In my neighborhood. 5:20 in the morning. I keep looking in the news to see if there's anything on it. It hasn't been reported yet. So I'm laying in bed, and I hear sirens going off for like 30 seconds. And I'm hearing like lots of sirens, right? So I got out on my deck, smoke a cigarette. I'm like, what is going on? and I see this white, like, Subaru station wagon just flying the other way on Fremont, and all the other cars were coming the other way, and then the cop cars turn around, and then they head the other way, and apparently she had crashed her, I think it was a Subaru station wagon, into the front, basically, of where the 7-Eleven is.
Okay.
Hit a fire hydrant, then hit, like, a tree or, like, some planters or some crap, right? Spins around there. Cop tries to block her in. She takes the hell off, because when I went down, I asked to see the video at the local, because they always get the video and the surveillance. Take a look at that thing. It's because I saw all this craziness, you know what I mean? And I don't know if she got away or not, man. She was driving like, I don't know, like she took an evasive driving class, you know what I mean? Like she was like a race driver. It's insane.
The fact that she zipped by all the other cops and they had to do like the standard sitcom turnaround to go the other way.
This is like at 5:20 in the morning. I'm like, what is going on out there? This
they
is
got
nuts.
Strong coffee, that 7-Eleven.
I'm telling you, it's just like, it was insane. What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Christy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Okay, so, weird story. When I was 15 years old, my grandma was teaching me to drive her stick shift, and she lived in, like, 50 miles of woods. So to get to the parking spot, get to her house, you had to go down the hill and a quick right in between two trees and a quick left. Jesus. It was me and her, and then I had two girlfriends in the back seat. So I was really scared to drive down the hill, so I put the e-brake on, and I started to get out, and the car started to roll. And my grandma was like, oh, my God, I forgot to tell you the e-brake didn't work. Well, she wouldn't let me get back in the car. I had two girlfriends in the back seat that were listening to headphones. And so the car's rolling down the hill, and all of a sudden, I just look up, and I see one of my girlfriends push one girl out the one side, and she flies out the other. And they just went both rolling down the hill before the car hit a tree.
And Grandma, meanwhile, still in the car.
No, she got out. We went out to switch drivers.
Oh, and then the car started rolling. All right.
And she was like, she wouldn't let me jump back in because I tried to jump back in. And she was like, no, and the car's rolling. But my girlfriends in the back seat were totally oblivious to it because they were listening to music. And so when my girlfriends told me the story, one of them was like, oh, my God, we're going down a hill, and like tapped on the other one. And the other one was still listening to music. And she was like, forget it. Opened the door and pushed her out. And then she flew out the other side.
And did the car smack into a tree?
Yep, it totally hit the tree at the bottom of the hill. And my girlfriends were so mad at me. Like, we were on a spring break at my grandma's house. They totally thought I did it on purpose. So they were like,
wait.
Yeah, I'm going to total my grandmother's car.
Why would they think that you would do that on purpose?
I have no idea. They thought, okay, new driver. Maybe she didn't know what she was doing and totally set it up. But my grandma told them finally at the end of the week and was like, I forgot to tell her the e-brake didn't work.
I can't believe you had spring break at grandma's house.
Yeah, what the hell kind of spring break is that?
My mom used to send me there in the middle of the woods. She was like, you can't get in trouble.
Was this college or high school? There.
High school, 15.
High school. Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense.
So basically what, your friends accompanied you, I guess, to Meemaw's in the woods just so it wouldn't suck so bad?
So she lived in between Long Beach, Washington, and South Bend, and it's like 50 miles of woods.
So I'm sure that if you did go to Grandma's house, you could have your own fun time if you wanted to. You weren't going to be out drinking and driving and all that stuff or going to bars because there weren't any.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
I built a log cabin there once. I chopped down some trees and built a mini log cabin when I was like 12 by myself because I was bored.
Is it still standing?
No, the neighbors tore it down. Oh. I was really upset about
it. Didn't live up to code.
Yeah, because it was on their lawn.
Yeah. Exactly. God, it's funny. My father, he grew up in Houston, Texas, but he said the same thing. Like in the summer, his parents would send him to his grandparents. They own some big-ass dusty farm that he has zero fond memories of. And he said, man, you would get there, and because you had to churn your own butter, you had to milk your own cows. He's a city guy, right? He hated this. But he said you'd sit out on the front porch every day, and you'd see this trail of dust on the highway. And he's like, you just prayed to God, right, that it was someone coming to get you. And he said that, and like, he and all the siblings, like, the car would go by, and the dust trail continued. And, like, they'd break into tears because he hated it, but the same thing. So you don't get into trouble. And then he spends one summer at home at the age of 17 or 18, I want to say, ends up in a high-speed chase with the cops, and the reason he joined the Navy was he was given an option of join the military or go to jail.
So somebody was
right.
The
one summer he did, so see, sometimes parents know what they're talking about.
Yeah. What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
I had one grandma Smith. It was awesome. You play cards, learn to gamble.
Which kind of a tough broad, though. I feel like grandmothers, the ones that teach you how to play dominoes or poker, like it's fun, but at the same time, you're lighting a cigarette for them and adding ice to the martini.
And I don't know that she call her tough, but she knew the line and how to deal with children. Number one, she's a grandma. But number two, she was like the secretary for the principal at St. Anthony's in Northeast years.
You're not messing with her.
Right. But she was very good about, like, she knew how to entertain you and stuff. Right. But I mean, I always thought it was a blast. Now, granted, it wasn't the middle of nowhere. It was Perry Place and down the Turkey Thicket.
Yeah. Turkey Thicket?
Yeah.
My grandma used to
say the name of the place you went was, I just want you to think
Turkey
about
Thicket.
It. It's called Turkey Thicket, but it's not out in the cut. If you told me a place
in Northeast DC.
Right. Turkey Thicket.
Well, apparently before the train went out this far, there was turkeys in this thicket.
I know. It's just, I would assume that's in the middle of nowhere.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Those are the courts I was playing on when I missed the Manicotti.
Oh, sorry to revisit that. Hello, Cam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So I'm just going to paint you a quick picture here. There's Schuster Parkway in Tacoma. It's a really, really unique off-ramp and on-ramp that's there. I'm coming through downtown, and I'm coming off the freeway. And basically, it's late at night. There's a couple of cars scattered around me, and a blind turn around the whole wall that's 40 feet on your left. I'm in the left lane that's two lanes, and I'm coming around the corner, and I start to see the lights reflecting off of other cars and ahead of me, and cars are braking up ahead of me and swerving out of my lane, and I realize at that last second that it's a car coming right at me.
Oh!
Directly to my right, there's a car. Directly in front of me, about a car length ahead of me, there's a car. And the car that's next to me has a line of cars behind it. So I have one option, and it's haul ass upward and get around the one on the right. And I do it. I make it just in time. I slam on the gas, make it around, and watch that guy come whizzing by. And I think I saw my whole life flash in front of my eyes.
Oh, you did, I'm sure.
Did he hit anybody?
No, not at that point. Wow. I was nearly home, so I called the police directly afterward and let him know what was happening. But yeah, I couldn't imagine it happened. It did anything good.
That's one thing I've never seen. I've never seen a car, thank God, come at me in the wrong lane. You know what I mean?
I've seen it once. But to be fair, we're going maybe 20 miles an hour. It's a residential street back in Baltimore. So you're not traveling as fast as you are on the freeway. And the problem was, I'm in the car with my mom, so I'm not driving. She is. And it's one of these things, we see this car, and we're just coming. It's a one-lane road, and it says one way, and and we're driving. But, like, we look at the car, and then we look at each other, because it's very strange. Like, you're seeing a car driving towards us, right? Like, we both had to process it. And finally, both slam on the brakes, no accident or anything. And it was this old-ass lady in her SE car, and she just... I'm so sorry. The problem is, like, but neither of us can get out of here now. So it took a little while, but we finally got out. But that's the only time.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
I definitely remember once driving down, like, a two-lane highway, and there was an on-ramp. And we drove by, and there was a guy driving up it.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
I know that. Come on.
Like, I don't remember. We were just like, oh, my God.
I'll tell you something, though. On the same route that I saw a 18-wheeler hit a bear, and this is probably about 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night. Either way, there was nobody on the road. Further along that way, Ted, when you went and did your little lake adventure.
Yeah.
Past there, the mountains get pretty steep in western Maryland, and there was every single hill, you know, the load of the trucks, there were, you know, there was weight stations where all these things, because you could smell brakes. You could smell brakes, even in the neighborhood I grew up in, because we're by a huge hill.
Like the runaway truck ramps.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All that stuff.
And the way this went was, it was sand or gravel or, you know.
Both, right.
And then it would go all the way up to the side of the mountain, but that mountain had been cut out. It had been blasted. So, you know, there's a huge wall that falls right back off into the roadway beside this ramp. And a 18-wheeler had lost its brakes, gone all the way to the top, tipped over on its side and rolled about nine times down to the bottom of the freeway. There's crap all over the freeway. There's crap all over this hillside. So we're kids. We're, well, 16, 17 years old. We hear about this wreck because it's the talk of the area at this point in time. So we go out there. That guy didn't make it. But we scoured that hillside.
Just looking for merchandise?
Just looking for everything. Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, they weren't going to go and clean it up.
Well, the guy died, but I understand. Yeah. It's just some merch up like, in them hair hills.
Like, and it was like...
What was he moving, man?
He was moving, like, industrial stuff, like brackets and bolts. And it was just like, ah, this sucks.
So it was obviously
a heavy load, you know what I mean? Right. But we were hoping, I can't remember what the hell we were hoping for.
What did you deep down hope that he was hauling?
I mean, ideally, Jack Daniels, but we just didn't know. It was just debris everywhere.
I was going to say, like, I don't know, at that age, like baseball cards,
anything.
Shoes,
yeah, sure. Anything.
Sports equipment.
Shoes would be good, yeah.
Bicycles.
But it was all like stuff for like, I don't know. Like,
my wish list for a truck ride.
It looked like they were like, you could like build a warehouse with all this stuff or something. Like,
yeah, not
the
so bulk.
That's probably why it tipped over and yeah, had trouble stopping.
So damn heavy, sure.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
I feel like as a kid, though, there's something you could get out of that.
We got a big bolt, and we found a big nut that fit it, and the bolt was seriously about 2 to 3 inches, like a bolt that you would use on a beam on a bridge or something. You know what I'm saying?
And let me guess, you guys really built a bridge.
Really big stuff, like big nuts, big bolts.
No, but I mean, at that
and
age...
And then what did you do?
You keep it in somebody's basement.
You found something that fit.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I was saying, like, oh, this one worked.
Just be like, hey, Steve, you want to come over and look at our giant bolt?
Yeah, but... Yeah,
exactly. I'm assuming that's how my voice would still sound.
We're right there, man.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Right. Miles found this on the hill.
Wait a minute, you said the nut and bolt fit?
Yeah.
That's Gallon. Hop on my Huffy. I'll be right over.
Show him, Miles.
The big orange flag on the back of my bike, you know what I mean? So the cars can see me.
You are listening. Your helmet.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
New survey asks people to name the most annoying things they deal with when they are driving. There are 10 of these.
Ooh, wait.
Okay, hang on.
Is this normal people or professional drivers?
These are people who are driving, and they're saying all of the annoying things that they deal with while they are on the road, and there are 10 of these.
All right, how about people that don't use turn signals?
People who don't use turn signals. Let's see. Drivers who don't signal is number two. That's
all
crazy.
Right.
Yeah, I hate them too.
All right.
Drives me nuts.
Okay.
They're standard in every car. I don't have ESP. If you do this one little thing, I understand your intention.
Why won't they let me over? Because they don't know you need to get over.
Use the turn signal.
Sorry.
Traffic in general.
Traffic in general. That is not on the list. I think this is more specific. Home strike.
People talking in the back seat. Distracted me.
No, that's not in there.
All right. Other drivers texting while driving.
People who text and drive, number six on the list. You got two out of ten.
Okay. Right. People who eat and drive.
Oh. People who eat and drive.
No, that's not good.
That's not on the list. That's your third strike. We'll figure out how many strikes it takes you to get these.
Oh, boy.
These are things that annoy people when they are driving.
Sorry, throw. I didn't know we were getting strikes.
It's like T-ball.
Right?
Just keep swinging, Billy.
What do everybody hate? What is it? Who is the one group that everyone hates in Seattle?
The Astros.
Scooter people.
Scooter people. That's not a bad guess.
Oh, bicycles.
People on bicycles, number five. What else?
Especially when driving, even when driving. Tailgaters.
Tailgaters, number three. Right. Very good. You've gotten four out of the ten.
What about people that don't turn off their turn signal?
That is annoying because you think they're constantly turning, but that is not on the list. The rest of the list include potholes.
Oh, okay.
Dealing with construction.
All right.
The case we had on the caller earlier, drivers who weave in and out of lanes and don't signal or just weave in and out of lanes.
Right, right.
Finding parking at number eight, speed bumps at number nine, and slow drivers in the passing lane. Those are the people who annoy you. What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLO.
Speed bumps. Like they are annoying, though. They really are annoying.
Speed bumps.
Yeah. Yeah. I know why they're there. I get it. Because, yes, I would be speeding, but seriously, it's annoying.
That means that there is children in the area.
What about people that stop in roundabouts?
Oh, yeah. Don't they? Yeah.
I literally don't
know.
I had to yell from the back seat. I tried to be cool, but I was like, he's yielding to you. He is yielding to you. Like, you need to move through this. We're going to get killed.
All right, Miss Daisy.
Right.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Travis, what did you see while driving that you will always remember?
So me and my girlfriend at the time were driving down the freeway. I don't know where we're going. We're somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're driving the truck, and I look in front of me, and there's a pickup truck that has it had to be maybe a twin, maybe a queen-size mattress in the bed of the truck. And it wasn't tied down or it wasn't strapped down or anything. And I've seen the movie Final Destination, so I was like, I looked over her, I said, I'm not doing this. I'm moving over lane. And she just laughed and laughed it off. She thought I was kidding. And so we continue going down the highway a little bit, and that mattress goes, man. It flies up, and it smacks the motorcycle driver behind it.
Oh, no.
And that's all I saw was the mattress fly up, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and there's a motorcycle driver, and I didn't see him anymore. And, I mean, I'm going 70 down the highway. I didn't stop. I don't know whatever happened.
This seems to be a common theme.
He got certified.
Yeah, yeah. There was a, what did I read? There was a story the other day.
Well, wait, did you ever look in the paper or anything to find out if any, you know, if they ever reported how bad it was?
No, man, no. I have no idea if that dude's even alive.
You have an idea. Like, you have an idea, man.
Well, there was a story in the paper.
That it wasn't going to hit me.
Yeah, well, apparently not, but it might have knocked someone else out. Or he had a cushioned fall.
Yes.
Depending on
look
how
at the silver
matters.
Lining. Right, exactly. Lucky for him.
There was a car fire, and there were still occupants in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
The guy said there were like 15, 20 people.
20 people.
Around the vehicle, filming the car on fire.
With people in it.
With people in it. And he went, oh, man, we probably should get these people out of the car. See, he was the only one who sprung
into
action.
One other person. One
other
person.
Pulled the two occupants out of the car while everyone else filmed it.
Keep in mind, no one has called 911. No one is helping these people that are burning to death in a car. But you got all 20 different angles
of the video
to watch them die, if that's what you're into. But luckily, this guy and one other person decided, well, I hate to ruin everyone's cell phone video phone. We're gonna save them now.
I saved a plastic chair from fire.
A plastic chair.
Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes.
No.
I know.
Was it a folding one or was it a standard?
No, it's the standard little plastic one. The flames got a little big. They started, a gust of wind came. They were, somebody said, get the chairs. I may have already had a few beverages. I ran around the fire and I grabbed them. As I threw them over my head, a flame came by me.
Ted, your bravery is off the charts.
It didn't. Honestly, a lot of people were like, yo, you don't need to do that. Chill out.
I got it.
But at the moment, I felt alive.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Jesus, Ted, they're plastic chairs.
They're plastic chairs, man. I was like, yeah, I know. I didn't want them to melt.
Seemed important. Hello, Bren. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how are you?
Hola.
Yeah, so I was working down in Louisiana, and I was on the tugboats and stuff, and we had this crew change come in, and it's like 1:30 in the morning by the time they met us at the dock. And so, sorry, these dogs are loud. So on our way back, we're driving down this long, dark road, sugarcane fields on each side, and kind of foggy, and I noticed something in the road, and the guy I'm with, he just starts getting really uneasy about it. He's like, man, just go around it. I was like, I got to pull over and check it out. So I stop, and I get out of the car, and I'm like, oh, man, this is just, it was just really weird feeling. And as it got closer, I noticed it's a person, like, laying in the middle of this long, dark road. And so I start getting closer, and I mean, this is not just, it's like she was pretty much wearing this white sundress, and she was covered in blood, and I just didn't know how to go about something like this. Never came across nothing like this.
Yeah, hold on. We gotta hear the rest of this.
I hate to do this to you right now.
I've never had anything like that either.
No.
Sounds like a ghost story.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see while driving that you will always remember?
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.